My name's David Hines. I'm the lead singer and also rhythm guitarist for the band Steel Pulse.
And what is the importance of this concert for you?
It's very important. It's like going to be a milestone in our career, knowing that we're representing the cause. As you know, the event is all about commemorating the actual slave memorial, the whole effect of slavery. And now we know it's going to be over the next few days, and the official day is actually on the 25th. And we want to know that we're part of this whole experience.
And what are you performing tonight and why?
We'll be performing about 4 songs tonight if we get a chance, because everybody's been squashed down to 15 minutes. And you know, the question is, how do we get a normal 2-hour performance of Steel Pulse condensed into 15 minutes? But we'll be performing songs like Pan Africans Unite, Door of No Return, Rally Round the Flag, and a most recent song called Let Freedom Ring in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King.
You mentioned the Door of No Return. There was a video on that depicted the activities of the slave trade. Can you tell me something about that?
We filmed that about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe longer than that, in all honesty. The actual song itself was recorded about almost 10 years ago. We went on and did a video footage of that experience in Senegal, well, a little island called Gori. And it was a wonderful experience doing the video itself and also exploring the slave dungeons at that time. So we thought it was worth our while as a band to document that experience in the form of a song and in the form of a visualized scenario.
Rally round the flag, gold, black and green. Rally round the flag.
Do you think slavery has had an impact on Africa?
Had an impact? It decimated and desecrated Africa, one for a better word. It destroyed families. Destroyed communities, destroyed tribes, nations interacting with each other. Because once it was divided amongst Europe, between France, England, the Dutch, Portuguese, the Spanish, the German, and as you know, down in the South region by different types of amalgamation of nations, including the German, the Dutch and the British in South Africa, it's been a hard road to connect that country once again. So the vision starts where, first of all, the languages separated us. Tribalism, tribes were put together that would not had enactments normally. And this is where, you know, throughout Africa's history, there's been a lot of tribal wars because of the way things that were divided by the Europeans during slave trade and colonialism.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add, though?
I don't know where this is going, but we are in the middle of making a brand new album. And we're also in the middle of putting together a documentary on the band's history, which is going to incorporate so much experiences from various parts of the world, as well as the musicians that we had interacted with. And we hope that this documentation of Steel Pulse's life story would be a good template for reggae and for the archives when it comes to people looking back on the experience of trying to have that style of music, or our style of music, breakthrough in a society that has made it very difficult because it's been from an ethnic background.
Your parting words?
It's an honor being here. We hope that we can get recognized by the UN, because this is one of the reasons why Steel Pulse came to perform today. It's for us to be more connected with the UN and be more hands-on within anything that they feel we couldn't be of use of, especially in regards to what Africa needs. And we're hoping that we can perform also at the Organization of African Unity, which is known as the AU, which comes up May 25th in Addis Ababa. We want to know that we're more connected with organizations that are trying to do something about changing the world and trying to make every man walk free and equal. Steel Pulse, love and justice through music.